بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 11th lesson of our short course in which we'll study Surah Al-Kafirun and some imperative and negative forms, and also we'll talk about homeworks under learning tips. Let us start with Surah Al-Kafirun. I would request you to, you know, study this surah first and then continue.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون
قل say يا أيها oh يا means oh أيها means oh يا أيها oh الكافرون disbelievers. Kafir is a disbeliever. Plural is kafirun, kafirin. We have learnt it before. Muslim, muslimun, muslimin. Kafir, kafirun, kafirin. Say, O disbelievers.
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
لا means not. لا أعبد, I do not worship. أعبد, I worship. ما, what? Ma means what? Ta'budun, you all worship. Taf'alun, ta'budun, you all worship. I do not worship what you worship.
Wa la antum 'abidun ma a'bud.
Wa and la, not antum, you all. 'Abidun, worshippers. 'Abid, plural of 'abid is 'abidun, 'abidin. 'Abidun, worshippers. Ma, what? A'budu, I worship. And nor are you worshippers of what I worship.
وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ
وَلَا and not أَنَا I and nor I عَابِدٌ worshipper. There are two meanings of this word فَاعِل or عَابِد, worshipper or going to worship. Worshipper or going to worship. مَا what? Ma, what? Abattum. Fa'altum, abattum. You all worshipped. And nor am I worshipper of what you have worshipped. Or nor am I going to worship what you have worshipped.
Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud.
This is a repetition of the last verse. Wala antum, and nor are you عابدون, worshippers of ما أعبد, what I worship.
لكم دينكم ولي دين.
لكم, for you. دينكم, your religion, your deen, your system of life. و and ليا, for me. ديني, my religion, or my deen, or my system of life. Or in English we will say, to you be your religion and to me mine.
Allah.
Surah Al-Kafirun is an excellent example of what we have learned so far in the grammar. Just note down the words that we have learned so far. Plural of kafir is kafirun, kafirin. We know that. Similarly, a'budu. I'm just talking of grammar. A'budu, af'alu, a'budu. You see, I'm not saying abattu, fa'altu. No, af'alu, a'budu. These conventions are very important. Ta'budun, taf'alun, you all do. Ta'budun, you all worship. Fa'altum is here. Taf'alun is here. You all worship. Plural of abid is abidun. And also, ana and antum. We know ana and huwa hum, anta, antum. Antum and ana. This is also coming many times, three times in this surah. And also, lakum dinukum waliya dini. We have been using it for preposition practice. So, more than 50% of the words are from those forms which we have learnt in the grammar. So you see how important grammar practices are that we have learned so far.
Allah.
Now we come to some of the points. First of all, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say, oh disbelievers. Allah is definitely angry with disbelievers. Did you notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the whole Quran never addressed kafirun directly. He never said, Ya ayyuhal kafirun. You will never find any verse, whereas you will find many verses, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, or even Ya ahlal kitab. But Ya ayyuhal kafirun, Allah didn't even want to talk to them directly. Another thing is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry, shouldn't we be alerted? Just imagine the time when we were kids and suppose we were with our brothers and sisters and our father was angry with one for some reason, and all of us get alerted. So why, Dad, why is he angry? And we all would try to please him. Allah is angry with disbelievers. So shouldn't we be immediately alerted and respond accordingly? Let's see how we can respond. Ask, evaluate, plan, propagate. What is the main problem of kuffar? You know, they followed their nafs, their egos, their positions which bring them income or pride, institutions, or they followed their traditions. They refused to follow the truth even after knowing it. So what can we ask? We can say, Oh Allah, please help us not neglect the truth when it comes to us, and you know, help us not follow our traditions, our egos, and so on. And evaluate. How many times did we do such a thing in our, you know, last week, last month, last year? Do we have such things? How do we respond? And plan to remove these things. You know, do istighfar, see what are our weaknesses, see the greatness of Allah, and you know, our nothingness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And propagate the message that people should not follow their egos and traditions, they should just follow Quran and Sunnah. Let's talk about some other words.
Allah.
Kafir. Every non-Muslim is not a kafir. Kafir is the one who is given the message and then he rejects it. For general public, Quran uses the term nas, people. For example, hudal linnas, Quran is guidance for all mankind, for people. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kuntum khayra ummatin, addressing Muslims, Allah says, you are the best of the people. Ukhrijat linnas, brought out for whom? For people. He didn't say, ukhrijat lil kafirin. Also, word kafir is not an insult. It is not an insult. Otherwise, Allah would not have used this term for Muslims. Allah says Muslims to be kafir. Of ta'ghut. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. So we all have to be kafir also. Of ta'ghut. Some Muslims say, come on. All people of the world know about Islam. It is there in the media, in the TV, in the books. So they know Islam and they are rejecting. Meaning that they are kafirs. I would say, come on. 90% of Muslims don't know what is in the Quran. And they assume that the non-Muslims should know about it. This is too much. You know, just imagine in this small society of Mecca, for 13 years Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam propagated the message. I think 90% of us have not done this work even for 13 hours, forget about 13 years, in their whole life. لا أعبد ما تعبدون and ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم. You know, in a sense, these two are repeated, and some mufassirin say that لا أعبد ما تعبدون, I do not worship what you worship, you know, your current gods or whatever, and ولا أنا عابد ما, and I'm not going to worship what you have worshipped. لكم دينكم ولي دين, for you your religion, or to you be your religion, and to me mine. Some Muslims, abuse this verse, saying that, you see, either they say all religions are equal. There's nothing like that in this verse. And also they say, well, you know, we don't have to propagate our religion. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stop propagating the message after the revelation of this verse? Of course not. If it meant to stop the propagation, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have stopped the work of tabligh. He did not. Now we come to grammar. Take a deep breath and be ready for 5-6 minutes of exercises. We don't, you know, do too many, but these exercises are extremely precious.
Allah,
we learned perfect tense, or more appropriately, perfect tense, fa'al madi, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altum, fa'altu, fa'alna. And also we learned imperfect tense, fa'al mudari, the thing which has not been done yet or not completed yet. It is going on or will be done. Yaf'alu, he does or he will do. By the way, it means he does or he will do. يَفْعَلُونَ, they do or they will do. تفعلوا you do or you will do. تفعلون you do or you all will do. أفعلوا I do or I will do. نفعلوا we do or we will do. But in this practice we'll just say he does, they do, you do, you do, I do, and we do. Today we will learn imperative and negative. إفعل إفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا. And the TPI, the signs for this is you bring your hand from higher level to lower level, pointing your finger towards the one sitting in front of you as if you're ordering him. إفعل do. So repeat after me. إفعل do. إفعل do. إفعلوا do. إفعلوا do. And the four fingers show that it is plural. لا تفعل, don't do. Bring your hand from left to right side with pointing one finger as if you're stopping someone. لا تفعل, don't do. لا تفعل, don't do. لا تفعلوا, don't do. لا تفعلوا, all of you, don't do. So our four fingers directly show that this is plural. Now repeat after me. إفعل, do. إفعل, do. إفعلوا, do. إفعلوا, do. لا تفعل, don't do. لا تفعل, don't do. لا تفعلوا, don't do. لا تفعلوا, don't do. Now translate. إفعل, do. إفعلوا, do. لا تفعل, don't do. لا تفعلوا, don't do. Once again. إفعل, do. إفعلوا, do. لا تفعل, don't do. لا تفعلوا, don't do. And now repeat after me, and as if you're talking to Arabs, orient your brain. إفعل, إفعلوا. إفعل إفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا إفعل إفعلوا إفعل إفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا إفعل إفعلوا إفعل إفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا. Now repeat with me. إفعل إفعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا افعل افعلوا لا تفعل لا تفعلوا. Hundreds of words in the Quran have come on this pattern, so spare some time and please practice these forms also. Allah. We'll learn one more thing in grammar. Whenever who, whom, ka, kum, I, na, and ha come with a verb, then these become objects. We'll take just one verb, خلق, he created. It can be any of these 16 forms that we have learned so far, فعل, فعلوا, فعلت, فعلتم. Any of these forms can come with هو, هم, كا, كم, إنا. So let us practice with خلق. خلقه means he created, Allah created him. خلقهم, Allah created, he created them. خلقك, he created you. خلقكم, he created you all. خلقني, he created me. Here is something different. It is not خلقي. You know, we have learned هو, هم, كاكم, إينا. Here it is ني. Whenever it is used as object, it will be ني. خلقني, he created me. And خلقنا, he created us. And خلقها, he created her. Allah. In learning tip, we have learned in the last session two of the seven homeworks. Two on recitation. 5 minutes recitation from the Mus'haf, at least, of course, and 5 minutes recitation from your memory. Whatever you have memorized, just recite whenever you are free. The next two are on study. Study at least for 5 minutes from the notes that you are given. Whenever you start the day in your office, at your home, or before or after Salah, any one of the Salah, spare 3 minutes, 5 minutes and study these notes. At least. No one can say that I don't have 5 minutes for the Quran. Astaghfirullah. And study at least for 30 seconds, not 30 minutes, from the vocabulary card. And you can download it from the webpage. Vocabulary card. Just print it and put it in your pocket. And make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will never remove this card from your pocket. That is, you will keep carrying this along with your wallet till you have memorized all the words. Don't take them out of your pocket. Keep it always with you. And for sisters, I will say, if you don't go out, then keep it, keep that card folded up in your musalla, in your janimaz, or whatever you call the prayer rug. And whenever you take out for praying, that paper will come out, study for it for 30 seconds, not 30 minutes, 30 seconds. And I can tell you, you can memorize a lot in 30 seconds. So this will help you tremendously. About vocabulary cards, I have a quotation from one of the experts that these cards are wonderful support for learning a new language.
Allah.
And two, on listening and discussing. Listen to the 1 hour MP3 recording for the complete course. Download it from the internet, convert it to cassette, or do whatever, but just again make a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not remove that from your tape or your player until you have memorized each and every word of this course. And it is extremely simple. It is recorded very nicely. You know, it is recorded by a very professional Qari, so Qari Imran Khan, and it's a very nice recording. So please, you know, listen to it. And discussing with others, we talk thousands of things with our friends, relatives, near and dear ones. We say, at least talk for 1 minute about what you have learned today or what you will be learning every day. And lastly, use these surahs, recite them with rotation in your salah. If you want to pray 2 rak'ah, just don't just go ahead with inna atayna wa qul huwallah. No, try to rotate these verses, use them. Let us repeat those 7 homeworks. 2 on recitation. From mushaf for at least 5 minutes, from memory at least for 5 minutes. 2 on study, using the notes for 5 minutes and using the vocabulary card for 5 times, different times, preferably before or after salah, for at least 30 seconds each time. 2 on listening and discussing. Listen to that 1 hour MP3 recording and discuss at least for 1 minute with your near and dear ones, and using these surahs in your salah. So let us repeat again. 2 on recitation, from mushaf and from your memory. 2 on study, using the notes and using the vocabulary card. 2 on listening and discussing, listening to the recording and discussing with your friends, and using these surahs in your daily prayers. Again, 2 on recitation, 2 on study, 2 on listening and discussing, and 1 on using them. 2, I'm repeating that again so that you memorize these 7 right now. 2 on recitation, 2 on study, 2 on listening and discussing, and 1 on using them. We'll discuss about 2 more tomorrow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us fulfill all the rights of the Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.